welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Guided Photo Pro. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to demonstrate a cool app for the iPhone that will allow you to take pictures of yourself. It will guide you through the process of taking your own facial picture.
Sunday.
And I'm going to actually go into it from
Guided Photo Pro
screen. It is called Guided Photo Pro, and I'm going to leave VoiceOver on a fast speech rate because you actually don't really need it. When you go into the app, it actually doesn't say anything, but it is accessible. So I will demonstrate how this works. I'll go into it. And it is ready to take
Guided
a picture.
Guided Photo Pro. Viewfinder. Image.
It's ready to take. So I'm going to try and take this with the microphone and mixer in the way. Let's see if it's... It's trying to take a picture already. I don't think I'm having much luck here. Move kind of closer with the camera and then move further out.
Down and left.
Smile.
Oh, there it goes.
See,
it tells you. You can go down and left. You can go up and right. You can go left and right. And then once it gets you in its sights, smile, and that's it. When you enter the app, it is ready. VoiceOver will not talk, or you won't be able to go around the screen. It's trying to take a picture already. And so that's something you have to get used to. In order to, if it's not doing anything or speaking, you might want to pull it in close to your face and then kind of gradually move it out because it might need to refocus. You need light in order for it to take. You may have to deactivate the screen curtain. I don't really know. I usually just use it with the screen curtain off, just to be sure. So let's see what other options. Now that it has a picture, what can we do with it?
Camera button.
You can take another picture if you don't like that one.
Save button.
And when you save it, it will go to your photo roll in your iPhone. And when you go into your photos, you can pull it up that way. I'm going to take another picture because,
Camera button.
Just because I can. So turn the camera around so the back of the phone is towards you.
Down and left. Up. Up. Smile.
Another tip that you might want to consider is that sometimes if the picture gets too close up, it actually doesn't come out very well. So you might want to hold it about arm's length from yourself, more or less, and you want to keep it as level as you can. So that is also something you need to consider when taking these photographs. But it is a great way for a blind person to take a picture of him or herself. So if you want to send those holiday greeting cards to Grandma, I know it's a little late for that, with your picture in them, because they all love to receive cards with pictures of you in them. Or send a picture of yourself to somebody else. It will get your face, and it will tell you where to position the phone. So it is a fun little app. Using it is simple as that. Just remember that when you open it initially, it is already trying to take a picture, and you won't get any speech feedback. But you do get feedback after the picture. The little buttons are accessible. So it is 99 cents in the iTunes App Store. And that is about all I have to say about this simple little app. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.